It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
We all constantly hear these health messages regarding things that are bad for our health, our well-being. Don't smoke, it can cause cancer. Pollution, it also can contribute to your asthma. Don't go in the sun, you're going to get sunburned and possibly even skin cancer. And those pesticides are so harmful to your brain. Now, few of these messages explain the real reason behind these dangers. I want you to know that studies are showing that it all points to one thing. Oxidative stress. Oxidative stress. It has been implicated as the cause of many diseases, pretty much every disease out there, particularly Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer, and of course the root cause of aging. So today on Nature Secrets, I'm going to explain to you how oxidative stress can negatively affect our cells, DNA, and mitochondria. I'd also like to go over what you can do immediately to reduce the oxidative stress that's damaging your own body, and that's actually contributing to this joint pain that you might be having, headaches, reflux, heart disease, dementia, blood sugar issues, anxiety, and more. Now, we all know that we have to breathe in oxygen to stay alive. 4 or 5 minutes without it, our cells start to die immediately, and usually the first is in the brain. The oxygen, when it combines to the sugar and amino acids and fats that we eat, it creates cellular energy called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Now, the cells cannot store ATP, so it has to continuously make it so that we can stay alive. Now, this energy production takes place in our mitochondria. It's a little organelle in our cells, but it does take a price. Free radicals are produced, and these are highly reactive and energetically unstable. And during the natural process of metabolic energy production, it actually creates these free radicals, and it can cause premature aging, inflammatory diseases, and even cancer. Now, this is a difficult concept to understand, but I want to give you a little example of how you can understand this. You know what rust is, right? And how rust is produced. When iron is oxidized in the presence of air and moisture, there's a byproduct of rust. And given enough time, that hard, strong metal can completely disintegrate and convert into rust. Now, that rusting process is all about the free radicals being produced. And so it's not just a byproduct of breathing. We have other factors in our lifestyle that can trigger additional production of these damaging free radicals. Another name of it is called ROS, reactive oxygen species. So what are these extreme external factors of our lifestyle? Smoking, a big one. Alcohol, eating an unhealthy diet filled with white foods, white sugar, white flour, white potatoes, you know, hydrogenated fats. Exposure to UV rays, sunlight, and even radiation caused by computers, cell phones, and TV energy, and all that. Medications such as antibiotics and painkillers are definitely triggers of damaging free radicals. Pollution, external pollution, environmental toxins found in your home, in things that you put on your body. Over-exercising, this is overtraining, can actually burn your body out and cause more free radicals. Microbial imbalances. Now, these are like infections such as viruses and bacteria and fungal infections that you're not even aware of that you might have. Stress, emotional, mental, psychological stressors, they all contribute to having oxidative stress in your life. These stressors, dehydration can be also contribute to it. And all that stuff that's in our water, such as chlorine, fluorides, pesticides, and even the nuclear waste coming from Fukushima can be in our water. Now, this is the great news. The great news is that our body we have natural defenses against this oxidative stress on quenching those reactive free radicals. Now, the body produces natural antioxidants such as catalase, glutathione, and SOD, superoxide dismutase. They immediately stop the free radicals that's caused by oxidative stress, but that's caused by the metabolic process in your mitochondria. And though these three antioxidants quenches that inflammatory cascade that can cause disease and aging. We also can take in antioxidants, again, free radical scavengers, that's another name for antioxidants, through our diet. And what it does is it quenches that the free radicals and stops that negative chain reaction that may even cause DNA and cellular damage. We make enzymes which can neutralize these free radicals, such as peroxidase enzymes. And then we've got repair mechanisms in our body that we're constantly addressing to fix our tissues and heal our cells. Now, as I said, your body produces its own antioxidants, but the production decreases as we age. Everything starts to slow down as we age. And there's two things that I can recommend right now. Two scavenging, free radical scavenging strategies to neutralize oxidative stress. And that's number one, modify your lifestyle that are creating additional free radical damage. So you want to get good sleep. You want to be able to reduce all those toxic loads that's in your body, that going into your body. In my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I talk about how you can clean up your environment, your diet, and all those toxins that are found in your home, office, and personal care products. And regarding sleep, you can actually go on my website and look for sleep. I did a 5 steps to better sleep audio that you can listen to, drsuzanne.com/sleep. You can get that and start reading on how you can get more adequate sleep. And then, of course, we can reduce our lifestyle stressors. Stressors such as the way we work hard too much, of course, and the things that we're doing with our scheduling, not being able to sleep, of course. And then you can also do certain types of oxygen breathing techniques. There's many, many techniques out there available to relax your body and look at how you can calm the intensity of your sympathetic dominant state in your body. Now, I want to talk about the second factor, how you can reduce these free radical and reduce the oxidative stress. It's through your diet and supplementation. The diet is always, as I continue to preach over, is the organic and plant-based foods. These are foods that are brightly colored vegetables and fruits, and these are the best sources of antioxidants. And let's make sure that we eat a huge variety of veggies and fruits every day. And I like to say, look for the colors of the rainbow and eat all the fruit and veggies in different shades of bright colors. Oranges and the fruits, you know, lemons, grapefruit, berries. I love frozen berries. I put it a lot in my shakes. And then, of course, veggies. You want to get those dark green leafy veggies, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, nuts and seeds. Herbs are awesome. And a little bit of dark chocolate doesn't help. does help, excuse me, because dark chocolate has a high level of antioxidants. I want to talk to you about now supplements, because not everyone can get enough supplements, or I should say antioxidants, in our foods, because we just can't. We can't eat too much. We can't eat enough, I should say. So we want to make sure that we get them in different types of supplements. I like using vitamin C supplements and bioflavonoids. Resveratrol is excellent. It's an excellent supplement that you can get that really helps cross the blood-brain barrier and protects your brain and nervous system. Astaxanthin, that is a carotenoid. Not a lot of people know what that is, but it's, 65 times more powerful than vitamin C. 54 times more powerful than beta-carotene. Super, super antioxidant, astaxanthin. Alpha-lipoic acid, that also crosses the blood-brain barrier. And it really helps rejuvenate vitamin C, vitamin E, and glutathione. And then, of course, glutathione, to me, you can actually take it. I like to do the sublingual kind, and I get it so that you can literally bathe it in your mouth and absorb much better. There's so many different kinds of nutrients out there nowadays, you know, and of course, take those probiotics, because studies show that it modulates your immunity and reduces free radical damage and total body inflammation. So until next time, go out there and have a blast. I'll see you. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life Radio. Stay well.